All right, Alexander, let's talk about Ghislaine Maxwell. And we have some pretty big news here. And I'm pulling it up from the Miami Herald. And the title says this: Ghislaine Maxwell loses fight to keep Jeffrey Epstein testimony sealed. So this is big. A federal appeals court dealt Ghislaine Maxwell, the alleged madam to disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein, twin blows late Monday by declining to consolidate her appeals in numerous overlapping cases and striking down her effort to thwart the release of a controversial deposition she gave in a now settled civil lawsuit. What does this mean, Alexander?
Right. Well, let's first of all deal with the point about the multiple appeals. Consolidating appeals is a way of saving costs. So I suspect that was probably part of this, because obviously all this litigation, all this defense litigation, must be costing her a huge amount of money. I mean, you know anything at all about the fees lawyers charge and the kind of fees they would charge in a case of this nature? They must be enormous. So she was probably trying to consolidate all those appeals in order to save costs. And she was probably also hoping to consolidate those appeals for another tactical reason, which is that she probably expected that she would lose some, but win a few others. So it always gives you an opportunity, if you win part of an appeal or one appeal amongst a multitude, you spin it that you're actually making progress and that you're winning, even though in reality you might actually be losing. Now, that's that. The other one is, in my opinion, much more important, which is that the Court of Appeals has refused her attempt to keep the evidence in the previous civil case sealed. Now, this is evidence which was given in a civil case, which resulted, as I understand it, in out-of-court settlements to various people. And one of the things that Maxwell has been trying to do is she's been trying to keep this information under wraps, because crucially, evidence that was given in that case, including by herself, appears to contradict critical elements of her own defense. Her defense at the moment is that she was basically innocent, that she was coerced into doing things by Maxwell, that she's, had no real role in any of the things that he was doing. Obviously, if she settled cases, that undermines that defense. So that's what that's all about. And that is extremely important, because the fact that that evidence is now going to be unsealed means that the prosecution can apply to use it against her if she goes to court, argues a defense which contradicts what she said in previous proceedings. The prosecution can then ask the judge for permission to produce this evidence. And of course, that then traps her in her own contradictions and, I'm going to say it, her own lies.
So she's saying Epstein coerced me. That's her defense now. But she's got testimony, which she's probably saying she was working with Epstein or something along those lines.
Oh, I think yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot more, I think. And of course, we got huge amounts of information from witnesses and all sorts of things. So lots of material there, which, you see, one of the things to always understand about these cases is they usually involve, when they're settled, they usually involve confidentiality agreements, because some of the evidence might be extremely damaging to one of the parties. And I'm pretty sure that there were a lot of confidentiality agreements here. Now, if that all comes out, all kinds of things may come out. I mean, we mustn't
like names of
names, places, people, events, times, which it's going to be very, very difficult now to get round. So this is a big blow. This is a huge blow, actually. And she's opened herself up to it by taking this very strange defense, which I've always said I didn't think it was going to work. And it only makes sense to me, preparatory to some sort of plea bargain, which I still believe is down the road. But what has happened is that the balance of advantage has tilted decisively against Ghislaine. There is no doubt at all to my mind.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she's probably admitted to working with Epstein. I think they're going to get her on that. And they made a ton of confidentiality agreements with people. And like you said, God knows what those confidentiality agreements contain. In their arrogance, they probably thought, she thought, that she would never be caught.
Well, exactly.
And voila, exactly. Now she's caught.
Well, exactly.
She doesn't know what to do.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, these people obviously Maxwell and Epstein obviously never expected that they would ever be caught. I mean, they lived their lives quite openly, as far as I can see, did all the things that they did with all their fancy friends, their, you know, British royal princes and their swanky former presidents and all those sorts of people. They did it openly, completely out there in the open. They never thought they would be caught. They've left piles, mountains of evidence about all the things that they did. It's now catching up with them. That evidence is now being produced. She's frantically trying to keep it secret, and she's failing, as you know, we always knew she would.
Yeah. All right. So one of the names that may be revealed is Prince Andrew.
Absolutely. And more and more, much more is coming out about him now. I haven't got the whole story, but I mean, more information is coming, and it is terrible, actually.
Well, let me give you a little bit of information, which I think is coming out, which I'm sure will more on this story will come out. And that comes once again I'm in RT, Russian state media RT, which has a title that says Epstein and Prince Andrew Saga. Duke of York laughed while attending topless photo shoot involving a teen, new book claims. And in the article, it says this, as quoted by UK media, the book claims the prince sat and joked with Epstein whilst 7 or 8 Russian models and then teen Virginia Guffrey, also known as Virginia Roberts, posed topless. The book is called The Spider, an investigation into the life and criminal web of deceased business tycoon Jeffrey Epstein. Prince Andrew, Duke of York, attended a scandalous photo shoot at Epstein's Little St. James Island home in 2002. And here's a quote. I don't even know how much of this I can read, but let me give it a shot. Maybe we have to cut some words out. I don't know. Quote, we were topless and he, referring to Epstein, had us in sexual positions. When I walked in, Andrew and Jeffrey were seated in chairs. Why don't you girls start kissing and have some fun? ? Jeffrey and the prince were just sitting back laughing, Guffrey claims in the new book called The Spider. Alexander.
Well, there we go. And we've also got information that, I'll read from The Sun, which is a British newspaper. A bombshell book claims Ghislaine Maxwell watched over the teenager as she allegedly gave the royal, that's Prince Andrew, a rub down. Rub down is a euphemism for a sex act, followed by the sex act in Epstein's massage room, decorated with CD art. And the CD art in question is a 6-foot oil painting depicting Virginia Guffrey in a lesbian clinch. So we're getting all this information now, and it's all coming out, and it's, you know, and this is in the British media, by the way. That was the Sun, which is the biggest circulation newspaper in Britain. So that's these stories are now circulating here in London about Prince Andrew. You notice that Ghislaine is directly implicated in the last one, I'm sure we'll have an awful lot more of that coming out soon.
My final question to you is, all of this stuff is just coming out now. And I mean, it just seems like everything is building from the Hunter stuff to this stuff. I mean, it's all coming out in October, weeks away before the election. You know, is this a coincidence, or is this why the elitists and the globalists are fighting so damn hard to have a change in the U.S. government so that all of this stuff, everything from Russiagate to Ukrainegate to Hunter to Epstein, all of it. Hillary emails, which is also another story, parallel story, which is also running. All of this stuff so that they can wipe it all away.
Well, bear in mind, Bill Clinton was a regular guest of Epstein's, and he's denied it, but apparently there are logs which prove that he was flying repeatedly on Epstein's famous Lolita Express plane and was visiting Epstein's island and Epstein's ranch and all of those things. And that was Bill Clinton, and he was a former Democrat president. And Joe Biden, well, former Democrat vice president, candidate for the presidency, his son is now allegedly depicted in photographs which have been found on his laptop, involved in all kinds of acts, which I'm not going to discuss because I haven't seen them and I don't yet know the details, but all the indications are pretty frightful things. So yes, I think that's exactly what's happening. I think all sorts of people are extremely frightened and very, very nervous about what's coming out. I mean, we've mentioned two people, Clinton and Biden, separate incidents, by the way. I want to make that very clear. I'm not suggesting that there's any direct connection, but obviously lots of things have been going on in within the elite in Washington, and probably not just in Washington, but in New York and London and Paris and other capitals, and they're terrified that the man who won the presidency, saying that he would drain the swamp, might actually win it a second time and be far more empowered this time to do something about it. So unsurprisingly, they're pulling out all the stops to prevent it. And it seems to me that we see this increasingly obviously in this election.
All right, we'll leave it there. Alexander Mercuris, thank you very much. Guys, please subscribe to this video on YouTube, but also please go to BitChute and Odyssey and follow us on those other platforms so that you're always in touch with us no matter what happens, and you're always going to be getting our content no matter what happens. And of course, you can also plug into our Discord server, which pretty much has everything that goes on, including notifications when we post a new video. Please donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. And please subscribe on Patreon and Subscribestar. And with that subscription, you are going to get all kinds of content, free ebooks, merchandise, discounts, all kinds of great things. And of course, the Durant Shop, where every purchase you make of a mug or a t-shirt or something helps keep us going.
Absolutely.
It helps us to report what we need to report to.
Absolutely. I mean, can I just say again, I mean, we have absolutely wonderful things in our shop. We have the best magic mugs in the world. Mugs, this one has the flag of the United States. This one has the flag of, well, this is actually our own flag. It's the Durant flag. But we have, I think this is Britain. Here we go. This is Britain. And I've also got Greece somewhere. There's Greece. And this is an enameled mug, I think, with the flag of Germany, a country with which I have many, many connections. And this is England. And we've got mugs with flags of many countries and now with flags of US states, too, if you look up for them. And you can see that I'm wearing one of our amazing Durant T-shirts, and it's got the flag of the United Kingdom of Britain. And of course, we've got hats with flags. And this one has also got the flag of Britain, which is very appropriate. Since, of course, I am British as well as being Greek. And here is somewhere I've got the flag of Greece. There we go, on one of my mugs, too. So we've got all of these mugs. We've got all of these shirts, amazing mugs, amazing hats, amazing hoodies. They are wonderful products. As Alex Riley said, we've got ebooks also. If you come to our shop, you will buy yourself these wonderful products. The feedback we get on our products is exceptional. People love them. And at the same time, you are supporting our channel. And my goodness, we need all the support, which we do get. We get lots of support, but we need all the support you can give us so that we can go on providing you with the news and analysis that we do on our programs.
All right, Alexander Mercuris, thank you very much, guys. You'll find all the links underneath this video. Thank you very much, guys. Take care.